Hi, how you doing? How you doing this evening? I hope you've had an amazing weekend and welcome to yet another episode of The Reading Skill. So today we're gonna talk about something quite interesting. Yeah, I'm excited. So today we're gonna talk about relationship heartbreak. So yeah, I know you just said, okay, can man, am I really affected by relationship heartbreak? I mean, you just move on, go to the next chick, and things go on like that. But then, today we're gonna be answering a question that I had asked, and I asked around my friends who are men, my friends who are guys, and I had asked a question, and guys, they did some justice there. I was just there. Ooh, okay, so brothers go through these things. Yeah, so today we're gonna be answering a question: do men truly handle heartbreak better than women, or does it only appear that way? Do they really handle it better? Because on the ground I could just see, practically we just see two people in a relationship, the girl will remain moping, sobbing for years, for months. But you just see a guy after the breakup, the next 2 days, they're all up in another relationship, busy changing up relationship statuses on social media. So yeah, so now that got me thinking, do men really just move on, or do they just pretend to move on? So I asked around my friends, because I really wanted to get this firsthand from the men. They are the people who feel it, so I wanted to get a feel of how these people feel. So before we get into hearing what they had to say, I'm gonna play a voice note. I'm gonna be playing voice notes of different people who answered the question, and we're just gonna hear from them. And I believe, because this is gonna carry more weight because it is coming from the men, they've experienced it firsthand. So me, I'm just here to communicate the information, the things that they've been feeling. And I know you guys out there will just be agreeing, because probably that's what you go through. But then do not be too man enough to handle these things alone. People are going through things, yeah? So a recent study, I was just going through statistics as usual, lab working with statistics like I mentioned. So there was a recent study that was saying that it may prove that although it appears men aren't broken by breakups, you know, like it appears like, anyway, I'm not bothered, I'll move on. The truth is they just handle it differently. They just handle the situation differently. But the fact is they go through these things, excuse me. So, and then I also came across a certain study that was done at the University College of London on how men and women compare when it comes to breaking up, you know, how do these people handle it. So a certain research survey on this same at this same College of London, it said 5,707 men and women, it was discovered that while women experience more emotional extremes in the aftermath, men take longer to recover. So I was like, okay, is that even a thing? So I was just there like, no, man, it can't be. They can't take long to recover. I mean, they're the ones who move on very quickly. Today they break up with somebody, tomorrow there's a wedding with another woman. So I was like, no, this is a lie. I mean, but yeah. And then I also came across another research that kind of made me want to change my mind on me not agreeing to the first research thing. So the other one just determined that instead of processing their feelings and reflecting on the part that they played in the relationship's demise or ending, men simply just move on to the next partner. This really made a whole lot of sense. You know that thing where like you get to see somebody, they just broke up today, the next day they are probably living in another relationship, the other day they are having a wedding, they are married, they are having kids. Because it was never really making sense. So in my head, I had already concluded to say, okay, guys can never be affected by this. After all, most of the times, they are the ones initiating these heartbreaks. Do they even go through them? Are they even affected by them? But then this statement just made me realize, and I was just like, okay, this is true. Instead of dealing with it, instead of reflecting upon it and taking responsibility for the part that they played, they just move on, you know? They just move on without actually having to think about things. And then there is us, the ladies, on the other hand, we sit, we mop, we mourn for a lost relationship, and a relationship that ended years ago. We're just there crying over the same guy. When you see, or you're moving, you just perceive a certain scent, a perfume scent, somebody's wearing the same perfume as your ex-boyfriend, you start crying, you break down and cry. So it's like, obviously guys do it differently. Do they even mourn? Do they even, you know, like, are they even affected? So yeah, so the answer we are answering today, okay, hopefully we're trying to answer, do men truly handle heartbreak better than women, or does it only appear that way? They just say, whatever, life goes on and stuff. So we're gonna hear from the men themselves today. So I asked a couple of my friends on how they just handle relationship heartbreaks. Like, I was like, guys, how is it like? Because I figured it's gonna be proper if we hear it from them first time, because me, if I say it, it's just gonna be hearsay, it's not gonna have any impact. But let's hear it from the men themselves. So I asked a couple of my friends, I asked them, what do you think, the question that I asked them is, what do you think is the right way for a man to deal with a relationship heartbreak? After seeing that a lot of researchers said men also are broken by these heartbreak shenanigans. So I just figured, so I asked my friends, what do you think is the right way for a man to deal with a relationship heartbreak? And do you think men should handle it differently from women? Yeah, or we just have to break down, guys, we cry together, or we just, you know, sweep it under the rug, life goes on. So here is a couple of voice notes from my friends, and let's hear from the first one.
Okay, so the Bible in Psalms says, King can heal the broken heart and bind up. And this speaks of our Savior. So if I'm to recommend the right way to do this relationship heartbreak, it's first I'll talk about, like, if it's just an argument or a huge misunderstanding that's caused serious heartache, cry before the Lord, pray to God, and just tell Him how you're feeling. Ask for His wisdom even in the situation. I've done this before, and what happened was that after I prayed about the situation, when I went back to my partner to address the situation, we were able to speak in a level-headed manner, to understand each other. We even laughed in the discussion, and afterwards it was like, oh my gosh, why was that an issue? Yeah. I think the benefit that women have is that they easily open up to each other, and that's something we men lack. It's great to have someone you trust, who's able to listen to you and just try to understand the situation. Because sometimes when we think about things on our own too much, we overthink and overplay the situation and make it worse than it actually is. So pray about it, have someone to talk to, and lift weights.
There you have it. Well, okay, the last part, lift weights. Oh my god, guys, yeah, you heard it. Go to the gym, cry as you lift that metal. But yeah, thank you so much for that. That was really great advice. Oh yeah, at least I think so. Oh, I know, so that was really great advice. Pray about it. When you are broken, my brother, my uncle, my father, pray about it, cry before the Lord. I love the points that he brought out to say, cry before the Lord. It is very important. Thank you so much, Sir Joshua, for that one. And just know that you are not in this alone. You said, find somebody to talk about it. Then analyze the situation as it is. You know, it is very important. It's completely normal to have a mourning period. It is completely normal for you to cry about something. It does not make you any less of a man, to be perfectly honest, guys. It just shows that you're even more of a man for letting your guard down and just love somebody in the first place. So when you are faced with a relationship heartbreak, pray about it, cry about it, and live with it. Yeah, so thank you so much for that website, Joshua. So let's hear it from another person. Let's hear it from another person. How you can handle relationship heartbreak. Do you handle it the same way as women handle it? Because, I mean, in the first place, we are all broken. The heartbreak affects both parties. The person who's the breaky, the dumpy and the dumper. Both the dumpy and the dumper are affected in this. So let's hear another view. Oh Lord, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying this, guys.
Okay, so I love the question, and I love the fact that the question says, what do I think, you know, or what do I think is the right way? So it's based on my opinion and what I think is the right way. So for me, what I think is the right way for a man to deal with, because it's specifically saying a man, so I'm great to talk about men. So what I feel is the right way for a man to deal with a heartbreak, a relationship heartbreak, is simply understanding, first of all, who you are, secondly, your values, and thirdly, understanding that you need to be complete and whole on your own as a person. What I mean is, if I understand my value and I know this is what I carry, these are the valuable contents that are within me, I'm not going to be bothered that somebody broke up with me or somebody dumped me, because I know this person that just dumped me is the one losing out on the value that I have as a person. You know, I understand that I'm not a liability to this relationship. I'm an asset, and I equally have to respect the other person to be, because the other person is also supposed to be an asset. We're supposed to bring and commit to this relationship. And so for me, according to how I look at it, first of all, I need to understand the value that I possess, and that is going to help me deal with the heartbreak. The value that I possess and my identity as a human being and being whole, which means being understanding self-love or being single, which is a whole different explanation. But yeah.
Ooh, guys, that was amazing. Assets and liabilities. What are you in that relationship? Are you an asset that when you leave, somebody's gonna lose that, or you're a liability that when you leave, somebody's gonna be like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, there's been a whole load that has been lifted off you. So I love what Kinkedo said. Ooh, thank you so much, Kinkedo, for that. That was amazing. You know, he says, you have to be whole. He's speaking of wholeness in this place. So as a man, you have to know your value. You have to be whole in that relationship, that even when that other person leaves, you won't feel that void. You won't feel worthless when that person leaves. So it is very important that you know your worth, you know your value, so that when that relationship ends, hey, it's going to be a whole different thing. You won't be crying, moping over somebody for years because they left or they broke your heart, because you know what you are bringing to the table. You know that it is the person who's losing out. Ooh, okay, that is something. That is something. I really feel bad for those who had, you know, bailed out on my brother right here. They lost out on something really great. You know, there's a thin line between healing and it's something that when it comes to a heartbreak, I really feel like this goes for both genders, males and females, because there's no gender that really hurts from the heartbreak any more or less than the other. We all get hurt. It's only that as female, maybe we are more open talking about it than our men. They really just try to keep it in. So there's a thin line between healing or just moving on. Healing means you have to take your time, heal from your hurt. do the necessary things that you need to heal and not just move it on. Moving on is like you are broken, but you just decide to walk like that. You've hurt yourself, maybe you've cut yourself, you just want to go like to any other place, but you've not really bandaged that wound that you've gotten, that you've sustained. So healing is another thing and moving on is another thing. We should normalize healing before we move on, because if we move on without healing, we are really not we are creating a bigger thing for us. We are creating an environment that even when we go into a different relationship, we'll be hurting the other partner more, and we're going to be hurting. And imagine when you are hurting and you just move on, and then again they hurt you. People are out here breaking hearts. So please guys, normalize healing wholly before you go into a different relationship. Okay, I'm having fun with this. Let's hear from another brother on this issue. So do men really get hurt by relationship breakdowns? And if they do they do it differently from women? So let's hear from Mwila Walia and another view of what he thinks.
This is a very diverse issue. Why I say diverse issue? Because generally dealing with heartache is basically, for me, I feel
sorry for that, some technical difficulties, I don't know how that happened.
For me, I feel disattaching yourself from something or someone, I would define it, that you were in close relation to or had an intimate relationship with. And how do you deal with it? It depends on what kind of a heartbreak it was. If you were dumped, if you were left for another person, it matters as well. But then in my point of view, how to deal with it is basically you attaching yourself, or you realizing the pain rather, and then trying to find ways to work yourself out of it and not around it. So the best way is to accept the reality and try by all means not to move on quickly, but to disattach yourself from that reality. And not disattach yourself. Slowly release yourself from that reality by accepting it. Acceptance is the key word. Acceptance of the reality is the key word, and not denial. Because once you begin to deny something, you are going over it and you won't find a solution to it. You keep on running away from it. But the best thing is to accept the reality and slowly move yourself away from it.
Come on now. Acceptance, guys. It is really important for you to accept the fact that you're hurting, the fact that you've been dumped. Yeah. Oh yeah, you've been dumped, you're hurting, or whatever cause of the heartbreak, you know. You just have to make sure that you've accepted the fact that you are not okay, you're not fine, things are not well, so that then you just move on. Let's hear it from, and I thank you so much, Samuel, left with that one. Let's hear another view. Sorry, today is gonna be a little longer because guys, it's fun. People were letting out their view, so yeah. Let's hear another view.
Hello, I am Elias. So I was asked to contribute on the topic, and let me just quickly mention to say healing for a man after relationship heartbreak is just as tedious and is just as hurtful as is for a woman. But for men, we tend to mask our emotions, we tend to mask our heartbreak, tend to create a facade. We tend to create a personality that is there, proven to be strong, but yet inside we are hurting. Now, I can tell you a prescribed way of the whole process, a prescribed setup that you're supposed to go through, and it's not tailored for one gender or the other gender. It is what everybody else goes through. Or I can just for once tell you to don't fight that feeling. If you're feeling broken, talk about it with your most trusted friend, not the people that are going to rub it in your face and get all judgmental. If you feel like crying, cry until you cry a river, build a bridge and get over it. So the process is quite tedious, and it's just as hard for a man as it is for a woman. Stop hiding behind that fake smile, stop hiding that bottle, stop hiding behind friends and whatnot. Let the healing take place. Trust me, a poorly formed scar will always create a fresh wound. Let the scars heal naturally, and trust me, you're going to feel much, much better afterwards. So men are in a habit of masking the hurt, so let's stop at that. And yeah, fortunately, that is all the time that I was accorded.
So yeah, thank you so much, alas, for that one. We heard, guys, brothers, uncles, let's stop masking our pain. If you are hurting, you're hurting, and it is okay to hurt. You know, it's hurting you, allow yourself to feel that pain. I am so enjoying this because this is coming from the men themselves, and I believe it's going to help somebody out there. So let's hear one more view from the people that are doing the podcast today. I'm not doing it, they are doing it. Basically, they are doing everything, and I'm so grateful. Let's hear one more from the people.
Not an easy question to answer. So if you feel I'm beating out the bush, you can ask follow-up questions. So to help me zero down on what you feel the points I should clarify. But my answer is very cliche. We mostly, as guys, join or get into relationships for the wrong reasons. You know, some people, it's the clout that comes with being with some girl, like, you know, popularity. Some people, it's the respect that comes from other guys. Some people, it's, you know, very different reasons. For some, they can't really face themselves, so they end up being other people. So what I think the right way to deal with the heartbreak, like you really, really, really like this girl that you're dating and then she disappoints, or things just simply don't work out. Like maybe she didn't cheat or something, but things just did not work out and it broke your heart. I feel you have to like be introspective about it, in the sense where you start thinking things through, not make emotional decisions, and like start in a way do an inventory check on yourself, because I feel the results of that inventory check will dictate what your next move is, and that should be the right way to do it. Like you have to look in, find out why you were in the relationship, why it didn't work, and then find a way to, you know, the answers to such questions, and use that as the point of reference to come up with your way forward to deal with the situation and still being true to yourself. However, the common things I have noticed is, you know, trying to be a man about it, and see other girls, maybe to hate the person, or not really heal the wound and just like masquerade it. Yeah, I think my answer is very, it sounds cliche, and but it's like at the same time it's something that I've seen happen quite a lot. So tell me if this is okay.
Hi. Okay, that was amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for taking your time just to do this with me and just to talk to somebody out there, just to minister to somebody out there. So, hey, stop masquerading your pain. Stop being a man about it and be a human. Feel it and then do an inventory check. Look down inside you, like I've been told. Look down inside you. Do not make decisions based on the emotions that you're feeling then. Then first, allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to heal, and then you can work on the next step. Stop jumping from one relationship to the other hurting. Stop jumping from one relationship to the other without healing properly. So that's it for today. Thank you so much. A huge shout out to the guys that were a part of me, that were a part of today's program. Sir Joshua Chiwenda, thank you so much. Mula Walia, King Kedo, I see you. King Kedo, Elias Katulwende, Bailosi, and wait, have I left anybody? I'm sorry if I've left anybody, but yeah, a huge shout out to you guys. It has been amazing. Thank you so much for doing this with me, and thank you so much for just ministering to somebody out there. So guys, you are so much better of having loved in the first place. Do not give up on love. Love is a beautiful thing. You are so much better of having loved in the first place and lost, unfortunately, than never having loved at all. Love is a beautiful thing, and love is worth giving a shot. So don't give up on love based on your past relationships. Let's do this. Thank you so much for joining me in today. A huge shout out to the guys who are part of me today, and I'm so grateful. Have a blessed night. I hope you do better. I hope you love the hardest. And, you know, if I die, I die. See, if you die, but yeah, regardless, don't give up on love. Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. I love you, but Jesus loves you best. Bye. Have a good night.